6 minutes after the hour. Welcome into the whole show. We are powered, as always, by Chevron, live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. It is Thursday. Angel, we are going off of one win in a row, and we're feeling okay. I'm still in the danger zone, still in a tough spot. I had to go against my heart last week. I had to pick not only the Broncos to lose, but not cover, and that did not feel right. But you know, it's about the dubs at this stage. Do I care more about my Thursday night special than I do the Broncos' success? I don't know. Thursday night special is a big deal. It's a big deal. Forbes magazine's doing a piece on it. Time magazine's reached out. You know, I know Angel's tried to turn. Angel shot down a couple of requests from Sports Illustrated. Angel's kind of acting as my agent there. No, he does it for no pay, which is actually really cool. So I really, although you haven't really done anything, I haven't really gotten any deals yet. So
you're welcome.
Yeah. So maybe if I start paying you, we'll get some new deals. We'll get a deal or two.
I mean, I'm looking for deals that are going to benefit both of us.
Okay. Well,
what's yours will also be mine.
Well, I got to start winning some Thursday night specials first.
I can find someone that's going to give me, you know, a 2% cut of whatever you're making. And we got a deal.
We got a deal. So we're
playing hardball over here.
We're open for business right now, is what Angel's trying to say.
2%. That's all I'm asking.
We'll take this show on the road.
Company, you get, you know, 60%. Brady gets whatever, and I just get 2%.
What if they just pay us to go out to wherever, location, and I just make my Thursday night pick, and then we leave? Like, that's what you're paying for.
Yeah.
I walk in, and you bring in all the instruments and bells and whistles and all, but it's not radio. It's just actually in person. Oh. And then we do that.
Acapella style.
People would think we have lost our damn mind. Or they might go, wow, this is a new thing. Like, they're bringing radio to just being a person, talking to us.
That's a concept.
Might be some money there.
Not even, like, remote radio.
Mm-mm.
It's, like, actually...
We're just here.
We're active radio.
Like, we're sitting there having a beverage or a food, something to eat, and then suddenly we just break out, and then you get up and start doing, you know, some dramatic music coming in and
we
all that stuff.
Walk around town with mics that are always on.
Yeah.
And we'll ask questions.
Who's in? Business. If you are a listener and you're working right now, tell your boss. If you are the boss.
Never before seen concept.
No.
Live radio.
So many people will come out. I mean,
it's like,
people,
wait, you don't have to be in a studio to do this? No.
No, we could do the Thursday night special anywhere. It is the most talked about radio segment in the history of everything. And I'm not exaggerating that. I have heard so much about it. People from all over the land try to. This text is from early. Text just said, hello, this is Reed. Hello, Reed. That's early. Whose show is this person texting at 3 in the morning, Angel? Good morning.
If not us, then who are you texting at 2:45 a.m.?
Yeah, like, is that to us? Like, this is a radio station.
And that's a very formal message, introduction, so it's not like it's an emergency.
Well, I really don't. I try not to read last names on the air unless you really want them, but that their last name's there, and I'm not going to read it, but...
Hello, my name is...
Is Reed, and then the last name, and then I'm just like, I thought it was like an active text for this morning show, or for our show, and I'm like, oh, okay, that's interesting. You never know what's going to happen, man. Thursday nights, Thursdays, they get a little wild. We got a Thursday night special tonight. Angel, every week it's not easy. I mean, Saints-Jags doesn't feel like an easy one, does it? Jags have some concerns at quarterback with Trevor Lawrence banged up. Sounds like he is going to go tonight, but they picked up a third string guy for some insurance. The Saints, really good defense. Very good defense. Derek Carr, they're producing offense. Just can't seem to score a lot of points. So it's nuts. Eastside Chris texting in, Brady, Caleb can't get ownership in an NFL team. How can Mahomes and Ma'ato own the Broncos? Okay. Yeah. that was good. Did you make that up, Eastside Chris, or did you see that somewhere? Because that is damn good. You can join us on the road when we do our Thursday night special, and we just have Eastside Chris, loyal listener, dropping in one-liners like that, boom. I mean, the money would just come pouring in for that kind of content. That was good, dude. My hat is off to you. That was fantastic. So get at us today on the First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Flying Dutchman. James Madison plays tonight. What is their defense ranked? Lifeline? I don't know. You tell me.
James Madison is a Division I college.
Well, they're playing Marshall. Well, I know, but what's their defense ranked?
I have no idea. That's a question.
Flying Dutchman, why is that? Like, why?
Take that question, copy it, and paste it into Google. Boom.
I don't know. They're 6-0, and they're going up against Marshall. I don't know.
They were former Sun Division II school, jumped up to Division I.
James Madison.
Sorry, they were an FCS school, and they are now FBS.
This is why we don't let the hooligans plan the show for us. Because you got Flying Dutchman coming in here. Hey, you guys ready to watch James Madison and Marshall tonight? I mean, James Madison's undefeated, so that's cool. Sun Belt battle. Actually, Angel, I'll probably end up turning this game on.
Went on to say, I'm an alumni, and I think they're ranked in the top five, especially rushing. Then what are you asking us for?
Because it's a brag. He wants to brag about James Madison.
Okay.
Give me some history about James Madison. Because
I've driven past their stadium before.
Why are they James Madison? I'm guessing somebody that was really awesome.
He was a president.
Is that what it's named after? You never know.
I opened a history book. James Madison.
There's never been another person in the history of the world named James Madison. Never anybody of note. They named him just after a president.
That's all you got to do.
But there could be like a scholar that was named after a president named James Madison. Could be a war hero named James Madison.
Let's find out.
I mean,
Flying Dutchman, you're the alumni.
There's not many Abraham Lincolns, but James Madison? I think that could be a different one. Flying Dutchman. Go Dukes. Charles Haley. Dude, you are sending us stuff. You are sending us stuff that we have to look up on the fly.
The institution started out as the State Normal School and Industrial School for Women at Harrisonburg. The institution was renamed Madison College in 1938 in honor of President James Madison.
There you go. You got it.
And then James Madison University in 1977.
Okay.
They have an acceptance rate of 86%, and they graduate 84%.
Well, look at that, man. We are learning stuff today. Look at that. I just didn't know if it, because, yeah, you could just say it was president, whatever, but sometimes James Madison, like, that's a name.
It is.
There's somebody named Madison in this world with the last name Madison, and then their parents said, we should just name him James.
It's almost two names.
Yeah, correct. But that's a common, I don't know if it's a common name, but.
In the 1700s, probably.
Do you know anybody with the last name of Madison?
No. I know Alexander Madison from the Vikings, but that's spelled differently.
But still. So I was just throwing it out there. We're learning today, man.
I've met a few Jameses.
970 texting in. Brady, you must TiVo games and fast forward through the commercials. Mahomes and Ma'Auto, let me introduce you to Jake from State Farm.
What's a TiVo?
No, I know. Yeah, what's a TiVo, bro? Who has TiVo?
Not 2005 anymore.
It's just there. No, I've seen the commercial. I didn't know it was a Broncos ownership thing. You know? I haven't even got into the show today. I have not even got into the show, and the texts are just coming in. James was the fourth president, and he wrote the Constitution. No, I know that. I'm just asking. If it
You've never seen Hamilton, Brady?
I'm just saying, it wasn't named. Apparently we know now. But I've seen a lot of schools that are named after, there's a lot of people that are named after presidents. In fact, that was a pretty common thing back when colleges were coming up through the ranks back in the 30s and 40s. People named children after presidents. Sometimes those children went on to do great things. And then, or great things at your school.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, was it for sure the president or was it somebody else? Well, we just found that out. Thankfully, we are the two people in the world that now know that answer. I want a pack of whatever Flying Dutchman is smoking this morning. Well, County Swami. Dixon. Billy, this is why Dixon and I, we hate each other, but we kind of secretly like each other. Because Billy Madison, that's the Madison. See what I mean about great people? There's great people in this world named Madison. So Billy,
he's a fictional character.
Probably based on some true story somewhere. Somewhere through the world, some guy was, you know, he was kind of a screw up. His dad was a hotel tycoon. And then his dad said, I'll give you the hotel if you go back to school. And then he goes back to school and goes through preschool and all that stuff. And then ends up getting it and graduating. And he sees a fake penguin all the time when he gets hammered. Like, that's probably based loosely on a true story.
The most famous person with the last name Madison is James Madison.
And then Billy next? David just texted
it goes
Billy.
To Dolly Madison. Know who she is?
I don't know who that is.
There's a bishop named James Madison.
See, this is what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. I don't sound like such an idiot now. People are named after presidents. Happens. My best friend's name was Ben Franklin. That was a lie.
Are you sure?
No, that was a lie.
You're 99% sure?
Because he wasn't a president. That was a test, and you passed it barely. But my other best friend was named Abraham Lincoln.
I had a friend that claimed to be a descendant of John Tyler.
Really?
I didn't believe him.
Well, where's the proof?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's hard to get proof. That was you watched The Office, right?
Yes.
That was one of the best episodes when Jim's supposed to hire a stripper, and he hires the Scholastic actors or whatever, and he hires a guy to be Ben Franklin, and Michael's like, what does he say? He's like, well, no, the president wouldn't do that. Well, I was never president. No, but Ben Franklin was. Like, like that. That's a good one. The State Farm bundle includes home and auto and the Broncos, like he said, Chris. Yeah. James Wizard White. Why are we talking so much about James Madison today? How do you get
Who's
Boise
Wizard
State?
White?
I don't know, man. Dude, he's talking about a college that I didn't even know was real life. They are undefeated, though. How do you get Boise State? What do you mean? What do you mean, Eastside Chris? Dude, I had a plan for the first segment of the show today. And we are... Another text, Billy Madison. See, that's more my steam. Hooligans are more like, hey, James Madison, I'll do you one better. Billy Madison. Now that was a guy. Went back to school at the age of like 32... and graduated with flying colors. He painted a duck blue.
Byron Raymond Whizzer White was an American lawyer, jurist, and professional football player who served as Associate Justice of the Supreme Court.
Mm-hmm. I knew that, actually.
Cool.
No, I didn't. Madison Bumgarner.
Where did he play?
Now we're just throwing Madison down.
Says he's from Denver. Or he's from Fort Collins, but he died in Denver. Went to the University of Colorado Boulder.
What is happening? What is happening on
this
show?
Obscure trivia day?
What is... And Dixon just says Madison Bumgarner. Well, that's the first name.
Yeah, it's not the qualifier.
Looking for Madisons today. Last name Madison. Need more Madisons to make my point so I don't sound like an idiot. That it's conceivable that there is a human in this world, as Angel just proved, named James Madison. They went on to do great things, so great, they named a college after you. Now, he did prove that it was named after the president, El President, and they are undefeated. That's what we know. So, wow. Where are we? What time is it? I don't even know. What do we have going on today? This is how you pack a punch for a show.
Did you know that James Madison refused to die on July 4th?
No.
He just wouldn't die. It's July 4th.
No
can't
way.
Do it.
I'll die tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dude, that's pretty awesome, actually.
Pretty patriotic.
I need to do more history stuff, huh? Maybe we should
you
do
might
a history.
Find some fascinating things about our leaders.
Kinsey Madison. Judging by this text, UNC related? Don't know. Should know. Kinsey Madison. God, you guys are going to throw these ideas, and I don't even know what the hell. Holly Madison, look it up. Just saying. You are making Angel work, Hooligans. You guys are making him work. Famous actress. Okay. Kinsey Madison. Look at the amount of Hooligans out there that I reach out, I call upon you, and I say, I need Madison's. And out of nowhere, everybody's throwing Madison's at me.
Holly Madison. I haven't seen her in anything.
Let me see.
You said world famous, right? I don't even know.
He just said Holly Madison. David said Kenzie Madison. Is Holly? Who's Holly Madison?
Apparently, an American TV personality.
Oh yeah, yeah. The dude, the Playboy guy. Come on.
Oh, she's a bunny?
Yeah. They did a show. Hugh Hefner's girl. There you go, Dixon.
Okay.
God, that's the speed of the hooligans. That's where we really need.
Now.
Well, you guys want to talk presidents, and I'm like, how about Billy Madison? Sam Madison. Now I'm scared that you guys are throwing out names I should know. Do you know a Sam Madison, Angel?
Mm-mm.
Okay. If you don't know, then we're safe. That's what the first segment was today. Is that what you're going to title it on the podcast? How many people have the last name of Madison? Lacey Madison.
Oh, Sam Madison. I should know that.
Who is Sam Madison?
He's a Dolphins player.
Ah, okay.
He's currently a coach, too.
Well, there you go.
One of the best Dolphins players in history.
I got one text just said, I'm just Googling Madison names. Lacey Madison. TikTok. Just saying.
Nope.
No, is that bad?
Not even going to do
it. Is that bad? Yeah, Will County Swami
said
just
TikTok
said
TikTok and that was enough.
Will County Swami said, how long before something is said that is not appropriate? I think we've been pretty clean today. This is just good old-fashioned, find me a person with the last name of Madison fun. That's all this show is right now. Wow. I'm impressed, disturbed, and shocked at where we're headed with this. But yeah, tonight, Rice and Tulsa play? Who was Rice named after?
The crop.
Good. That's what's on the
endowed Houston businessman, William Marsh Rice.
See, that's what I'm saying, is a lot of times these schools name them after businessmen or whatever. Tulsa, what's Tulsa named after? Just Tulsa?
They got it from the TV show.
That's when you have to, like, whenever you get these schools that I don't follow a lot, like Sunbelt schools a lot.
It means old town in the old Creek language.
Ah, the old Creek language. You got to say Creek.
No, it's Creek.
Dixon, Billy Madison's grandma.
What's her name, Dorothy?
Just grandma. Did she actually have a name? I just remember her in the Kiss mask. That's all I can think of when I think of Billy Madison's grandma. 970 texting, played for the Miami Dolphins. What kind of Dolphins fan are you, Angel?
I said it. I should have known that. He's a current coach on the team right
but
now.
But when he did he play?
He was a duo with Patrick Surtain Sr. They were like the two lockdown corners on that team, and now he is a coach for the Dolphins.
Mm. I don't fault you for that.
I should have known it.
Well, it's not like you're a lifelong Dolphins fan.
No, but I try to dive into the history a little bit. Not dive, get it, Dolphins.
Don't. You're just giving hooligans more fuel for whatever this segment has become. Normally, I pride myself on, here's our plan, here's what we're going to talk about today, here's what we're getting into, and then and I always say this, I always open it up to the hooligans. If you can come in here and make this show better or something different, which you clearly have made it different, then I invite that. First Advantage text line, 888-5300. Wait, what? 888-530-0043. Man, you guys have thrown me way off today. That's good. I like it. We started this show off by me mistakenly reading a text thinking it was for this show, and I saw it at 2:45 in the morning, it looks like. It says, hello, this is Reed. I'm not answering that. And then we got a TiVo reference in here. We got Flying Dutchman wanting to know what James Madison's defense is ranked. We got a wizard mixed wizard white in there. Eastside Chris, how do you get Boise State? Like, I don't even know what that means. We got a long list of Madisons. And that's the show so far. 25 minutes after the hour. Please give me more. I want more. And I'm toying with a new idea, Angel, for Tuesdays. Toying with it. So I want to gauge the hooligans on it. What's like a troubled Tuesday? Troubled Tuesday. What in sports is troubling you? You come in on a Tuesday, the weekend happened, your team loses, your team trades somebody, something happens. What's troubling you?
Michigan's being investigated for sign stealing.
That would be a troubling thing. I don't know. I'm toying with the idea. But we got to go, because we used to do Top Text Tuesday, and that's great. I love it. But I want to get something where I get what's on your mind. Eastside Chris, Boise is not a state. Yes. Yes, that is.
It'd be like having a Denver State University or something.
Oh, how do you get Boise State? Is that what he's saying? Is like, why would they? It is weird.
What do you mean, how do you get it?
Why?
Oh, how do you get the name?
Yeah, because they're not a state.
Well, Boise is the capital city of Idaho.
But it's not the state. That's true.
But Idaho State's already taken. And Idaho State.
So why don't you just call it Boise?
You got to have a directional, or got to have an extra name to it.
Boise Broncos. Madison, Wisconsin.
Home of the Badgers.
What is happening? What is that last text? I could do this all day. Seriously, I could
Copeland
do this.
State University?
What's that?
It's a HBCU in Maryland.
I don't know.
Okay.
It's good. How are they doing? We could also just do, Dave Texter says, Kenzie's a porn star.
Come on.
What's going on? You guys are going to make us look up stuff and, like, get a virus.
We don't have a show tomorrow is because of you guys sending us these messages.
Madison Beer, look it up.
She's a TikTok person. Again, that's a first name.
I can't with you guys. We got Lytle coming up. That's my first question. Name a Madison. Madison Beer. Look at it. No, I don't trust anybody saying look it up anymore. We fell for that far too many times.
She's a TikTok influencer. It's not worth it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even think. Yeah, again, that's her first name. We need a last name.
I don't know. Now I'm at the point where maybe we just open that up. Angel, you open that up and you see what kind of first and last names you can get. Because this could be really entertaining. I mean, you guys are already killing it. Who? What?
Who's this? That?
Who's that? Why is everybody? Why?
Oh, she's the Chargers super fan. Apparently, allegedly,
no,
Chargers super
fake.
Fan.
That's fake. That's fake.
There are no Chargers fans.
First off, that's correct. Second off, she was way too animated. That was fake. And that leave it to the four
and
letter
network.
And she
just so happened to get on Pat McAfee's show the very next day?
Yeah.
Come on.
Fake.
How do you get her number?
Totally fake. That was a shill.
That's a good word, Brady.
Thank you.
It's a very modern word that's thrown around a lot. Something
fell. What is going on in the radio station today?
I think Micah just fell.
The hooligans are out of their freaking minds. We got 12 topics to talk about here.
The building's falling apart.
We're starting with James Madison. Pretty sure somebody just died out there. And I don't know, man, anymore. This is just, it's just a wild, wild start to the show. But I absolutely love it. Eastside Chris, for Tanner, oh no, I'm not reading that.
Tanner's not on right now.
That's for the thing he did last year. That's hilarious. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Please get us out of here. Let's take a break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Best Nuggets podcast is back at 1310KFKA.com. A pickaxe to grind with Brady Hull on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into the whole show. And now I have people say, like, we just got lambasted here. People are like, no, it's actually not a common thing to name your children after president. Is that bad? Is that something you don't want to do? I just assumed that was a fairly common thing. It's not my flavor, but
I think any name that has historical significance is one to be wary of. Like,
but James,
there's this idea that you wouldn't name your kid after like a Greek mythology person because not a lot of those had good endings. So, like,
presidents now dividing. You don't want them to be named Joe Biden or Donald Trump.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, I don't know a lot of, you know, Grover Cleveland's walking around.
I don't
might
know.
Find a Teddy or two. You know, Teddy was a pretty good around president.
I just thought maybe people
would be
named. But
that's like short for Theodore.
Like, if your last name was Roosevelt, wouldn't it enter your brain? Should we name him? Should we name him Teddy or Theodore? Should we do that? I could see that being a thing.
Maybe a middle name.
If your last name was Madison, I could easily say somebody saying, let's name him James.
I guess. Like John Teddy Roosevelt.
Yeah. So that was where I was going with the whole James Madison Marshall game tonight. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Well, we got that. We got Nuggets preseason. We got Avs. So you got a lot to pick. You got Thursday Night Football. Well, I guess it's all Thursday Night Football if it's football. But Thursday, the Thursday Night Football game.
On Prime.
Prime. On Prime.
Not Dion Prime. On Amazon Prime.
Yeah. On Amazon Prime. We're going to talk some CSU. Let's talk about CSU coming up against UNLV this weekend. Kevin Lytle, give us his thoughts after that Boise State game. I think we're over it now. Time to move on. But we'll at least get some of his quick thoughts about that and see what the Rams need to do to get another dub here and get closer to a bowl appearance. Kevin Lytle joining us next. But first, let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Ellison Hubbard, former CSU Ram, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
All you need is a strong heart and a new steel.
Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas!
Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your
Colorado State taking it on the road to take on UNLV this weekend, see if they can get another Mountain West dub. Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado, and joining us. Kevin, because the whole show tends to go places I don't intend it to go, somehow the name Madison came up. You don't need to know why, but I'm asking the question. Famous Madisons, last name Madison. Any famous or really talented Colorado State players with the last name of Madison off the top of your head that we should know about?
I don't think so. Not that I can come up with off the top of my head. I didn't see that one coming. So
hey, you and me both, man. I don't know how we got into this. We had one of our diehard hooligans texting in. He was like, hey, what's James Madison's defense ranked? And then we got into talking about presidents and famous people named James Madison. And then it went its own way, Kevin, as these things tend to do.
A whole show special.
Well, let's see if Colorado State can get another. Coin it, Kevin? Not the Hulker special, but the Holy Hulker. Is that right?
Yeah, I think the Holy Hulker has taken over and is going to be what that one's known as for, I think, a long, long time.
Let's make something clear too. Was that you that came up with that, Kevin?
No, so it's kind of a team media effort. You know, we're sitting. Obviously, post-game, as you can imagine, was chaotic. And it was, you know, kind of a discussion of, you know, what do you call it? You know, that Hail Mary. And it was kind of myself, Sean Keeler of the Denver Post, and Justin Michael. I'm not even sure where it first got thrown out, but Holy Hulker, you know, once everyone heard that, it's like, oh, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, I mean, and that's a perfect name for the situation, too. What a nice moment, Kevin. Where does that win rank in the big ones for CSU?
I think as a win, you know, it's not at the top. You know, I think the game at Arizona in the 90s, when Arizona was like number six, I think it was, is probably still number one. There's a big win at Michigan State. There's a big bowl win. But as far as craziness of how the win happened, I mean, it's got to be just about the top. The Washington State game in 2013 and the New Mexico Bowl, those two are, in a lot of ways, pretty comparable. But as far as craziness, it certainly has to be in the top couple.
Well, yeah, because we had a texter yesterday that was asking about, you know, talking about some of the big comebacks that CSU has had. And, you know, one of the comebacks was CSU Air Force back in the 90s, I believe. Yeah. And, I mean, yeah, great comeback. But my question back to that was, did you do it in 6 minutes, down 20 points? Yeah. Like, that's what's phenomenal to me.
Yeah, that to me, the quickness of it and then the final play, you know, the probability of hitting that is so small. You know, the New Mexico Bowl was wild, and you had so many weird things happen, but it was a longer time span, and if CSU hadn't had the final turnover and field goal, it still would have gone to overtime. So it's not like it was a make or break, whereas if the Holy Hulk quarter doesn't connect, it's, you know, game over, CSU loses. So yeah, I think the speed at which it happened, you know, you could certainly argue that pushes it to the top.
Kevin Lytle joining us from the Fort Collins, Colorado. And Kevin, it was hard for me to pick out any negatives, even though there were a lot of negatives because you were down by 20 with 6 minutes. So I had Coach Norvell on the show earlier this week, I think on Monday, and I didn't really get into that. I didn't want to, you know, I didn't really think it was appropriate to get into first quarter and conservative offense. But now that we've had a few days, several days now to digest this, it is a concern, isn't it, that maybe this offense does take a little time to get going. Do you see a completely different game plan, at least to start, against UNLV, where they're very aggressive on the offensive side of the ball?
Well, this is great timing, Brady, because I asked Jay Norvell that exact question yesterday. I think, you know, we always talk about rebounding after a tough loss. In a lot of ways, it's the same thing after a win like this. You know, everyone's been telling you, you know, you're great all week. You have to, in a way, push that to the side and, you know, fix some of the things that went wrong. Because, yeah, like you said, you were down 20 at one point, so it wasn't all roses. And, yeah, I asked specifically about the slow start. And, Jay, I appreciate his candor. He said, yeah, some was just execution errors, which, you know, duh. But he kind of said, you know what, our game plan maybe wasn't right. You know, we were trying to, you know, sort of ease into the game. They're trying to limit the turnovers. And we're maybe a little too conservative. He said, you know, I think we need to, you know, in the fourth quarter, Braden and the offense were just totally comfortable. We need to find a way to start that way. And, you know, some of that is play calling. So yeah, he pretty much said straight up of, yeah, I need to get the guys in better spots early on.
Kevin, what if you were to slip the scoreboard operator $20 to put the score up 10-0 UNLV to start the game, and then maybe CSU gets it in their head, hey, we're down 10, we got to go?
Yeah, hey, I mean, got to try something, right? it really is fascinating, the roller coaster of this team. And, you know, the highs, I think, are clearly very high, and the lows can be pretty low. I think a lot of it goes back to a team that has very few guys that have won at the college level, so they're trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Like, you're 3-3 right now. It's not a bad season at all at this point in the season. Obviously, that Utah State game was tough, but, you know, a lot of people didn't think they'd beat Boise State, so here we are. You might interchange those two. But right now, we're still trying to figure out who this team is because we haven't really seen a complete game, even in the wins. Middle Tennessee took a comeback. They were down at the half. Utah Tech was a weird game. It was 21-20 at one point, Lightning and all that stuff. But we haven't really seen, you know, real solid defense throughout, and then an offense that just feels like, you know, it's at least, you know, it's not just punting the football for a good portion of the game.
Yeah, 100%. There hasn't been a 60-minute performance. The CU game was probably closest to that, especially when you consider, you know, the atmosphere, where you were at, competition, all that. But yeah, it has been inconsistent, but kind of like you said, I think 3-3 is probably where we thought it would be, just in a different way than we expected. And now it's, can you take that Boise win and use it, you know, sort of as a launching pad? Or is it going to be a one-off? You know, that's the big thing now.
That is the big thing. They are dogs against UNLV. UNLV 5-1. I think that's a shock to a lot of people. However, we got to say it. I mean, they're better than I thought they were going to be. But we have to do this. We always do this in college sports. Who have they played?
Yep, exactly. And they're hard to read because of that. The one loss was at Michigan, which obviously is very excusable. And the wins, you could argue the Vanderbilt win's a decent one. You know, it's an SEC team, obviously not a very good one, but, you know, that's a decent win. But otherwise, the schedule's pretty poor. So they're beating bad teams, and it makes it really hard to read this team right now. They haven't played, you know, what I would call sort of comparable type opponents, which I think CSU will be. So it's going to be really interesting to see how UNLV responds if and when they're put in, you know, kind of one of those back-and-forth games where it's sort of punch back and, you know, kind of that type of counter.
Kevin, updates on the injury side of things that you can give us. I know a couple of days ago you released the story about Kobe Johnson. I know that's a tough one to take for Rams fans because we were all kind of just waiting to see him take hold. We've seen some flashes, of course. We saw a kick return early in the season, so that one's a bummer.
Yep, that's definitely the big news. Kobe Johnson has a wrist injury, and they basically decided to sit him down and redshirt him, which he still is available. So I guess the good news is he can come back next year, and you know, he potentially should be a pretty explosive back for CSU to have next year. But that is a big blow. He, you know, I think had a good chance to be CSU's lead back this year, but he's just battled injury. The good news is Avery Morrow is probably going to play this week. We'll see if he's limited or, you know, kind of how they split the carries, but he'll at least be available. So that's good news. You know, Aiden Hector, the nickelback, he's going to be out certainly a while, if not all season. So it is a team that's pretty beat up, which, you know, is going to happen when you have a week two bye and then just play every week after that.
Yeah, it can be a grueling second half of the season after week two. How about Kennedy McDowell? Obviously a terrifying moment there as we watch that game. What's the latest on him? I know we knew, you know, he was getting out of the hospital. He was positive, all those great signs there. But what's his status?
Yeah, that's the really good news, because, yeah, like you say, it's really scary to see him, you know, get strapped on the board and carted off and rushed to the hospital. Those are really terrifying moments, and, you know, I finally saw the video of the play, and it was bad. It looked bad and was bad, but the good news is he was released from the hospital, you know, late that night, like 4:30, you know, technically the next morning, and he, you know, Jay Norvell said he should make a full recovery. They're really optimistic about, you know, his future health. You know, as far as football, we'll see when he's able to get back. That doesn't matter a ton right now. But it seems like all signs are really good about Kennedy, which is, you know, really encouraging.
No, it really is, my friend. Kevin, we'll look forward to Rams Weekly coming up later today on KFK at 5 o'clock. We'll dive into all things Colorado State and the rest of the Mountain West.
Yeah, we've got a few things we can talk about, I guess.
Just a few, my friend. And you know what? At least it's kind of positive. 3-3. Not bad so far.
Exactly.
Kevin Lytle, Fort Collins, Colorado. And 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by Chevron on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
You like podcasts? We podcast every show immediately after it airs at 1310kfka.com or wherever you download your favorite stuff. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Darren Dunn, Director of Athletics at the University of Northern Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show, 1310 KFKA.
Still getting the Madisons coming in. And I'm actually surprised I know this. Random trivia. I think we have a bunch of historians that listen. It said Dolly Madison. And I think Dolly Madison, double check me on this, was the first lady. Was a first lady, James Madison's wife. So look at us. What did we learn today already? We've learned history. We've learned that James Madison is named after James Madison. We've learned that you guys know way too many other Madisons that are probably questionable to talk about on family radio type shows. And that's about all we've learned.
Well, apparently, Dolly Madison was very social. She was known for inviting members of both political parties to dinners and having bipartisan discussions.
Look at that.
Sounds like we need Dolly back in our lives.
We need Dolly Madison back in our lives. Maybe they should name a school after Dolly Madison. You know? Yeah. All right. We got Steve Smiley, UNC head basketball coach, coming up next. Talk to him. Their season is rapidly approaching. They got an exhibition game at the end of this month. So we'll talk to Coach about that. I got Jesse Kurtz, Mountain West Network. Poll question of the day. Haven't even touched it. Should the Broncos trade Patrick Surtain? Talk about it next. We'll be right back.